Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, season 5, episode 6. And right before we're about to hit record on this, we're just going on and on about, oh, this was a good episode. So we start off this episode with a very, I really love when they do super campy things. They do really over the top things, but we start off the episode with Angie sending out her 25th Mafia wedding anniversary invitations. I thought that was very cute that
Very cute.
she really stuck with the theme. Hey, and I want to get both of your opinions on this. What do you think of the theme?
Awesome.
You know
I
what?
thought it
I
was
thought,
awesome.
you know what? You do you. I wouldn't have thought of a mafia wedding anniversary, but if that's what she wanted to do, and I get the reason why from everybody bugging her or trying thinking that she was in the Greek
Mafia.
mafia.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
yeah, you know, she's made poking fun at herself
She's
and
poking
her
fun of it.
husband.
Yeah. Perfect.
Exactly. I remember M Meredith made a little bit of a sly comment on it, but I think it's like, and she's just playing into the, accusations of last season, right? And you might as well, you're on the show, keep it going, keep people talking about you and throw it. And you know what? The mob wives thing is like, that was a trend while they were filming this. So it was perfect. So I think good on her. And the, So she put a lot of effort into it, even all the invitations. She had the guy come around and post all of them. And all of them, she took like a pretty shady photo of each of them. Like Lisa's, she looked terrible in it. And she said like something funny on each one. So like Bronwyn's was, oh, you're wanted for overdressing. What were some of the other ones?
Lisa Loose Lips, I think
Yeah,
it
Lisa
was.
Loose Lips. Not bad, not bad. Yeah, pretty clever. And then we kind of get into like there's a few side scenes before we get into the party. The party is really the main it's the star of this show today, for sure, for sure. But there's a few things that kind of get into and we'll get into a lot of them into a lot more detail. But the first kind of
Can I
side.
just interrupt for one sec?
Yep.
Because my thought when Angie first invited her guy there, the party planner, whatever he is, right, to her house, did you see the fucking shoes she wears? Like, who wears? Okay, and Mary does too. Like, get real, but who wears shoes like that in their own house?
Were they high heels? What were they?
Fucking like total fucking high heels. You didn't see it?
Probably didn't notice. I just.
Platform stiletto complete. Like
I would
hooker
do it too.
style.
If I
But
had
like, I mean,
that kind of money and I was putting
you
off
would
that,
walk her. Well, so does
every
Bronwyn. But
yeah.
then when you see Bronwyn in her home, she's in fucking slippers or a house shoe, not fucking huge. I don't know. For me, it's just like, I don't give a shit how much money you have. If you're in your own home, you should sort of like be your wind down, like relax kind of place. And I don't know. I just thought
I
it was
think to
funny.
each their own.
Yeah,
I
fair.
You know what? I the only shoes that I remember from that episode were Meredith's goat boots. When she walked in, they looked like giant goat boots. I don't know, they
Oh,
looked terrible. But anyways, that's for
the
the guy.
big furry ones. Yeah.
Oh
I
yes.
didn't like them at all.
Oh my God, they kind of scared me. But
I
anyways.
liked the top of her look, but I didn't like the boots. Yeah. And then I go, anyways, let's go.
Yeah,
Go
sorry, go
ahead.
back.
Sorry about that.
Don't worry. Anyway, side combos. Lisa, we're gonna get into this a lot, but Angie inferred she was a bad mom because her kids do much video gaming. I think she's got like these two boys that just really they don't want anything to do with her. They're at the age where they just want to hang out with their friends, and they're two boys, like I don't think them video gaming is, and we can get into that in more detail later on. But anyway, but it's funny whenever you say anything about Lisa because she gets so offended by everything. So that'll be fun once we get into because they do a big blowout about it. But then Whitney meets with Meredith. And she basically apologizes for going so hard on her in Milwaukee. And so I think Meredith was just thinking, okay, that's the end of the conversation. Good for Whitney. And then Whitney goes, and getting back, now I found out, some things are coming to light. And she basically tells her, I found out Lisa is the one spreading the rumor. And Meredith is like, oh, fuck. Like, now I'm involved in this. Like, fuck. Like, just stop it, Whitney. Just shut up. Like, is it a credible source? She's like, yeah, it's a very credible source. And this one we'll get into more into more detail on that once we get into the party. But the other kind of side thing that comes up, we see Mary at her home. Okay, the son, he is totally like, and I know they had kind of a weird relationship in past seasons too, but he's like, just like, hi mom, can I have money? Hi mom. Like, he looks so disconnected. He looks tired. Like, I don't know if he sleeps, if he is doing anything productive, like what he's doing.
Nothing. I don't think he's doing anything productive.
I don't think so either. And Mary's kind of worried about it's been since he got into this relationship and with this quote unquote wife. I'm not really clear on if they're actually married or not. I don't know. Do
He
you
was
guys?
already strange before he was married.
That's what I think,
Like
right?
there was already something off about both of them together. Like she's just strange.
The
She's
wife.
got a strange something with her son. I don't know what it is,
Oh,
but
Mary.
he's like, yeah, he's completely, I don't know, there's something about him. It's either he's on, I don't know.
I don't. That
Yeah,
I was kind
he's
of
on
curious
something or
about
he's on
if
some kind of spectrum.
it. No, I was kind of curious if maybe he's like smoking weed a lot, because I don't think he's working. I think
No,
he's
I
just
don't think he's working. She said
out.
that he can't right now. He's not in a place for that or something.
I think he just kind of hangs out at home and then expects the mom to kind of foot the bill.
But when they walked in the house together, I'm like, did someone just break in? Like, I don't get it. They
Yeah.
don't, they just didn't look like
She
they
didn't even
belonged
lift.
there.
Yeah. She didn't even lift her head with that
No.
hat and that hood. And it's like, we love you, Mary.
It's
That's,
weird.
I thought maybe they could be a little bit stoned because I don't know. I don't know if I'm just thinking like, only time I ever see people act like that is when they're stoned. So that's why I was kind of curious. But yeah, no, I'm really not sure. And Mary is obviously a little bit concerned about it. And she goes into a little bit of detail on that when Bronwyn comes over and they start kind of talking about, their strained family relationship and how it affects their children. So Mary has a strained relationship with her mom. So her son didn't grow up with his grandparents, and she kind of speaks a little bit on, when they would have grandparent day at in elementary school, the son would be like, I want to stay home today. And Bronwyn's kind of talking about a lot of that topic we talked about last episode with the strained relationship with the father and then the grandparents of her daughter. So nice that she can kind of go in and connect with one of the other ladies on this and have a bit of a shared experience.
They have a lot of sim like they have a lot of similarities in taste and in
In
certain,
taste,
you know what I
yeah.
mean? But I
In taste,
have to say, okay, I'm gonna sorry, I'm gonna make a l I'm gonna
go
make a
for it.
little jab here at something. Now, Sugar, you're much younger and you're not of this generation, but Spice, you definitely know who I'm talking about when I say Carol Burnett, right? And
I know
Sugar,
Carol
I
Burnett.
know you've watched a few in the last few years or something. I don't know
Yeah,
if I
this
was the one
guy I
who told
used
you
to
to
work.
watch
No,
it.
no, this guy I
Oh, is it
used to
somebody
work
else?
with. Would he's an older gentleman, and he would always send me, he'd be like, watch this skit, go to this time mark, and he'd be,
So,
and then he'd call me, he'd wait till the end,
so
he'd be like, tell me when you start watching it, and then he'd call me on our Zoom line, and he'd be like,
I
did you, how funny was that?
have
Oh,
Spice, you know Carol Burnett. You've watched her or not?
Course I have.
Okay. Do you
An
remember the
entire
skit? Okay, so think of Mary's outfit when she went to answer the door
Oh my
for
God.
her
When
son.
the
The curtain
curtains.
skit.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? This is straight out of Carol Burnett stuff. And then, sorry, I'm just trying to make light of, whatever, right? But did you see Mary when Bronwyn was trying to come in the house with the big fucking plan, and Mary would not even crack that door open a
No.
bit for her to get in? She
Yeah.
had to like wrangle around the corner. I was like, back the fuck up, open the door. It was
Yeah.
hilarious. I don't know
Yeah.
how Mary thinks sometimes.
She's
Sorry, I
funny.
just thought those were two really funny spots about that.
No, those are good points.
You have to look up the Carol Burnett,
Send it to me.
the skit with
Curtain.
the curtain, with the
Okay. It's
curtain
gone. It's
dress.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the
Oh, Gone
Wind.
with the Wind? Yeah.
Carol
Yeah.
Burnett, Gone
She
with the
make a
Wind
curtain
skit.
dress like in
Look
Gone with the
at
Wind?
it. Mary just gave me that. It just reminded me of that on a smaller scale, but still, definitely that was the first thing that popped in my head when I saw that.
Cute. We get to the party. Everybody dresses to theme. What did you think? Who's your favorite dressed or least favorite dressed? What do we think here?
Well, I mean, for me personally, I like Lisa's style the best. I like Meredith's minus the fur boots. I don't like that look at all. I like the high boots on that, but not the fur boots. And I quite like Bronwyn's outfit, more the top part than the bottom.
I don't get the sequin bottom. I like when she had
Yeah,
that
I don't like the sequin
on,
bottom. Which
but
one?
that little bonnet, she had a silk scarf on her head.
Yeah, I
That
like
was
that.
pretty good, like going with the theme. But I, when she, as soon as she took off her like outerwear, I'm like,
Yeah.
ooh.
I like the top part of her outfit though. So my favorite would probably be Lisa and Meredith's tie.
Okay, what about you, Spice?
Hard to say. They're a little bit overdone for me, if I'm going to be totally honest. One person I didn't like was Brittany. She looked like an old English woman. She's actually an
Yeah.
attractive woman, and
Yeah.
she aged herself like 30 years in that outfit. Did not like it. And to me, they were just kind of awkward lengths or something. I don't know. There wasn't really a one where I went, oh my God, like that's absolutely stunning. They look
No,
nice, but that's
they
what I
looked
could say.
good, but that's not stunning. But my two, yeah, I didn't like even Whitney's. She couldn't even sit down when she was trying to talk with I can't remember who, and she was sitting and she like almost tried to look like she was gonna sit and she couldn't, pull down her skirt again a bit, and then they went and stood at another table, right?
I'm gonna be honest here. I did not like a single one of them. I don't think they really committed to the theme. Like, where are the red nails? Where is, like, I don't know. I think there could have been so many really easy little pieces that they threw onto it. Of course, the fur jacket, yes, but you can't wear the fur all night. I get
All
it.
night. Yeah, fair.
I think Whitney probably for me went the best with the theme. I don't know really if the boots really made it like a mob wife. I think she should have worn some like leopard heels or something like that. But like the little skirt and then the like kind of trashy looking top is good. If she did red nails, then it would work. But honestly, none of them stuck out for me. It looks like a bunch of women who like, Mary and Bronwyn tried to be kind of fashionable with it, but it didn't really work for me. And then the rest of them just kind of tried to depend on going all like wearing a whole black outfit. But I think there could have been so many other opportunities. And then the host, Angie, she just wore like a wedding dress. Wasn't mom at all. What the heck? So to be honest, I think all their outfits, in my opinion, were kind of a flop. They look good, like if you're just going out for dinner or whatever,
Yeah.
but for the theme, thumbs down.
I just meant that I thought they looked good for going out. But I agree with you on for the theme. Yeah, they could have done much better.
For the theme, right? Oh well. Before we get to the drama, Andrew's dad gives a very cute and sweet speech to the son-in-law and to her, which was very nice. And kind of they're trying to set the tone. Oh, beautiful wedding. We're gonna celebrate your love. And the ladies have other ideas, clearly. So first kind of little spit of drama we get into. Bronwyn goes up to Angie right away and tells Angie that Heather told Lisa that she said something bad about her parenting style. So right away, coming in and planting a little bomb. And then still with Bronwyn, she adds in this whole little like, I'm a little bit better than you. Like, I don't know. She's trying not to be obvious about trying to overshadow Angie, I think, but she goes, "Oh, me and Todd just celebrated our anniversary, and so I'll be throwing a party, but I didn't want to send out invitations because I don't want to overshadow this." I thought that was a little bit of a sleight of hand little dig, but
Oh, it
doing
was a total dig. It wasn't even slight.
it
It was
was, right?
because you know what? You can have your little party, but the big one and the important one's coming, you know? Like, so we will talk about that when it's time, right? That's how I felt.
That's how I saw it. It was kind of like, whoa, what the fuck? Why don't you just, if you're waiting for after the party, why don't you just say next day, hey everyone, thanks. I really enjoyed the party last night. Here's the invitations to mine. Like, why do you have to bring it up at the party? The fuck? And then so they kind of get talking about it, and then Mary comes in and she starts chiming in about Heather's trail of lies. Oh, she says, body positivity. Now she says she doesn't believe in po body positivity. I don't know what to think with this woman. Da 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 da. And then Heather comes in. Okay, so I want to know like what you guys all think about these two comments. So, Lisa talking or Angie talking about Lisa's bad parenting and whatever Mary is mad at Heather for. What did you guys think of all this?
Go ahead, Spice.
No, go ahead, not so nice. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Really? Oh, okay. All I was gonna say was that total wrong time to bring this up at the party about the parenting skills and the conversation about that. Timing could not be worse, but obviously Bronwyn's really smart, so she dropped a bomb when she thought she would get the most impact, and she did, right? Like, so she totally did. And Mary, like, she just has her own, like, she gets mad at people for her own reasons and for no reason. So, like, it's hard for me to take her seriously. And then when she was sitting with the kids on the couch, like, that fucking made me
How awkward was that?
Oh, that
Yeah, and
was so
did
funny. Those
you see the kids' reactions? They're like, oh
poor
my God, why are you talking to me,
kids.
lady? Like, move it
Why are
along.
you saying that to us? Shut up. Please leave.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love her. I do. I love her. She's my favorite.
No, I think Bronwyn's just trying to, I don't know. I think Bronwyn is just,
Oh,
she
you're
didn't
just
like what
being
she saw
Bronwyn.
in the beginning. She just didn't like the way she was treated and like how Lisa and Heather, you know, were kind of like, you know, cutting up at the same and then making it seem like everything good, right? And then Bron, like it's just, yeah. So Bronwyn's trying to just keep it straight and with everybody. And I think with Angie, she just wants to be honest with her and wanted to give her the heads up on that, right?
Oh my God, you're
Whatever,
totally
Bronwyn,
right.
hug her.
Yes.
You don't think there was
Yeah.
any ulterior motive? You don't think she could have sent a little text message, oh, da da da, or called her after or anything like that? No, she was dropping a bomb. Come on.
Yeah,
Nope, she doesn't see it that way. She is a Bronwyn lover, but that's okay.
well. And I think, honestly, you guys are gonna hate this.
ahead. Go ahead, I am. I already hate it. I
On,
already do. And you haven't
give it
even
to
said.
us. I think that was nice, and I don't give a fuck that she said it on the day of the party. What do I gotta wait till the next day? I'm just, hey, I'm actually, my anniversary is coming up too, and I didn't want to overshadow like people thinking about mine when they're still got to come to yours. It's a normal fucking thing. It's nothing that you're overshadowing or not.
Oh no,
Why would you even use the word overshadow then? She's subliminal messaging. She's sliding it in. Oh, I don't want to overshadow you,
no.
but I will.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, the whole comment about the parenting style, I don't think it's necessarily even a dig. Like, I think it's just like a, because Lisa's the one who first made the dig at Angie,
Yeah,
saying, oh, you
she
always pick
uses her
up on me
daughter.
because you need to go and talk to your kid. You need to go and help out your kid, which is like a stupid dig to make.
Yeah.
And basically what she was saying, and she even said it to Lisa's face, so it's not a big deal. Like, I don't know why Heather is going around the corner and being like, oh, she said this about you. She said it to her face too. And she said, like, you know what? At least I'm actually parenting my kids. You've got your kids. They're just, and it's different because they're older boys and she's got a young girl. So the parenting style does have to be different. She's got two
Yeah,
boys
of course.
who really, they want nothing to do with their mom right now. They want to hang out with their friends. They want to play video games. That's what they want in life. And so parenting and trying to make a connection for Lisa right now is a lot harder than a little girl who wants to spend time with you and go shopping with you. And you say things that embarrass her. Oh, da 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 da. And it's cute. Like, their parenting styles are completely different because they're
They
different
have to be.
situations. They have to be. I mean, if I was Lisa, I wouldn't be super offended by that comment, but of course it's Lisa.
Yeah, neither would I.
But it's just, they're different situations. They're boys who want to video game. They want to hang out with their friends. They're probably, at the point where they're interested in girls and stuff like that, right? So really, if they want to hang out with anyone, it would probably be they want to hang out with their dad at this point, but probably not even. They probably don't want to hang out with their parents. They probably just want to hang out with their friends, and then they come home to play video games, eat, and sleep. That's it. Really. But anyway, anything else on the and then with Mary on Heather and her trail of lies, quote unquote her trail of lies. Heather did swap, her thoughts on body positivity. And I think what she was trying to say is this is what I got from it, before she was a little bit bigger. There were a lot of comments, coming on into the public eye about her weight and, how like negative comments or positive comments about how quickly she's losing it, how she's not losing it, how this, how that. Lots of chitter chatter about her body. And, she was honestly a pretty confident woman. She owned herself. She's a great person. And then she started using Ozempic. And then most of the comments she got online were positive rather than, before she got a lot of negativity. And so she thinks that, body positivity, like I can feel confident in my body, but other people don't. So I don't think body positivity actually exists because of the way the public perceives me, is what I got from it. And it wasn't a comment on her thoughts on body positivity. It was the reaction that she gets from the public. And I think that's all she was trying to say. And then Mary's being a little bit mean about it, honestly.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck.
But still makes me laugh. Mary makes me laugh. I like Mary.
She does. Yeah, I know. I can't believe sitting down with those two little kids. Fuck, that was weird. Those poor kids. Anyway, moving on. Brittany. She brings a new guy with her, Mr. Aaron. And I was thinking, like, good for her. Like, she met him on a dating app. She occasionally, when her and Jared are on their time off, she goes on the dating apps and, goes on. She's a beautiful woman. So, like, I don't think she would have any problems trying to find a guy.
We'll just
And
back
it's
up the comment. We'll back up the comment, Sugar. It's not that she occasionally goes on dating apps. She goes hard.
Yeah.
She goes
Yeah.
hard on dating apps,
Three,
and she's
sometimes
awesome.
three in a day. Like, what the fuck?
Good for her. But this Aaron guy was all over her. He was constantly Hand on her, touchy touchy, totally in love with her. She's a beautiful woman, of course. And I thought it was really funny because Mary was going, "Isn't that Jared? Wait." And they say, "Oh, look, that's Aaron." And she goes, "Don't you mean Jared?" Like, I don't know what was going on in her head that she thinks Brittany is trying to pull one over on everyone and bringing a different guy and being like, oh, bringing Jared and being like, oh, no, it's Aaron. Don't worry, guys. It's not him. But anyway, I thought very good for Brittany, trying to move on, trying her best to move on. And then we hit a little bit of a road bump here. So, you know how at the beginning of this season, I've said every single season, Whitney comes to a party or some sort of event, she gets super hammered, and then she just throws like a fucking curveball at everyone and stirs up all this shit. This year, I mean, we're only six episodes in, so I still think she can do it. Rooting for you, Whitney. Come on. I know you, girl, you can do it. But this year, it's not Whitney. It's her husband. Partners in crime. Justin de decides he gets invited to someone's party. Well, I guess his wife gets invited to someone's party. And you know what he goes and does? He messages his friend Jared. His friend Jared, who just had a very messy breakup with Brittany, who was also invited to this party. And she's very emotional and this and that, and decides, I'm gonna invite Jared. Hey, Jared, I'm over at this address. Stop by if you're around. What, like, who the fuck does that? Really, to someone else's house? Okay, come on.
An idiot.
What the fuck? That's a dick move. And
It makes the show really good.
it
And
makes
Jared
it.
loves being on TV, you can tell.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, that you can see.
he walks in. Everyone just starts st like he obviously knows Brittany is there too. Like, what a see you next Tuesday, this Jared. And he walks in. Everyone, so Angie, I thought, handled it really well because she's the host, right? What's she gonna do? Is she gonna cause a scene? She doesn't know what's going on, so she just comes. Come over here, Jared. Let's make you a little charcuterie board, okay? And it's just trying to like fill up his time so that Brittany can do whatever she wants. Brittany, on the other hand, she's like, oh my God, starts crying. She's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. This poor Aaron guy. Come on, you guys. R.I.P. Aaron. I felt so bad for him. Can you imagine you go on a date
Well,
with
you know, something more is going to come from that anyways, probably, because Heather's been with him too.
I know, but still, can you imagine you're on a date with someone and then that happens? And it's like, okay, you're clearly not over your ex.
Yeah, you're clearly not as into her as, or she's not into you as you are into her, because he was all over her. And yeah, this guy just walks in and boom, she mentally she's gone, and it's embarrassing. He's just sitting on the couch with a drink. I was like, oh, cringy, very, very
What'd you think
cringy.
of Mary interrogating him?
What I think of, I thought that was fucking funny.
How long you been seeing each other? A few times in how long?
And when she rolled her eyes.
One month. When he said 1 month, she rolled her eyes.
Poor guy. No, really, but like honestly, poor guy. And that was aired. Like, could you imagine being embarrassed like that? But then it's aired on television. R.I.P. Aaron. Sorry, buddy. That sucked for you. Really did. My heart goes out to you, buddy. And then I thought it was really funny. Lisa comes over and Lisa's like, that's it. We're gonna tell him to leave. And I think honestly, Brittany needs someone like Lisa to help her out because Jared is like no good. She needs to get as far away from him as possible. 'Cause can you imagine, like, she wanted a relationship with him. She gave him every opportunity, like, hey, this is what I want, and this is what I want in a relationship. And then for Jared to just show up and, like, it's not even like he's saying, like, do you want to be with me, you know, Brittany? Like, you know, I want to be with you. I love you. I understand you're trying to move on, but, like, if you give me another chance, I'm going to do this, and this for you. No, he just shows up to be like, oh, you know, I don't want to ruin your date. Why are you so emotional? Oh, miss me? Like, why do that to the poor girl? Come on.
You
He's
know
a
what?
dick.
He's
He's a
disgusting.
dick.
Yeah, he's a, and you know what? And if she can't see that after all these times, like I do
She's an
feel bad that
idiot.
she's not, but she's just like, I don't, you don't know what to do with that. Like
She's an
with
idiot.
Lisa, it's like you're talking to her, Lisa's talking to her and saying like the things that she should do, like being a friend and trying to stick up for her, but she's not listening to any of it. And
No.
if you remember last week, she even got mad at her.
Yep. They're
So
doing
the
that.
thing is, yeah, exactly. So the thing is, you can only try so much, and she's like kind of the master of her own disaster.
Yeah, I feel terrible for Brittany. I think she's being manipulated by Jared a lot.
100%. 100%.
I do feel it's going to sound really harsh. It's not like I don't feel bad for her. It's just like, what else do you need? Like, you know, like there's red, not even red flags. They're like fucking waving in the air. Like, how many more do you need before, you know, like, I think she's got children too, doesn't she?
She does, but there's something going on where she's not in contact with them.
Okay. Like she's like, you, but the thing is like, she should be responsible and a mom and you know like
Yeah.
that kind of thing, and
More
she's
worried
like a
about a guy.
yeah exactly like a
She's
young
desperate. She
teenager.
needs a
yeah
fucking guy.
yeah and that kind of coupled with her comment about the fact that you know she's an active dater, and like in the beginning I said, oh, like we were kind of talking about that, and I kind of made some negative comments, and I feel bad for saying that because the thing is if you date whoever you want, but the thing is she's one of those people that just can't be alone, and I think that's the biggest problem, right? So she's
Yeah.
got to go. She needs professional help. That's my thought.
You know what? I actually did a little bit of research onto Brittany. I wasn't like with the intention of doing it, but something came up on my Instagram, and I think there's a lot more to her past, and you know, there's more in the picture going on, but I really see her as like a vulnerable person.
Okay.
She's going
Don't make
through
me feel bad.
her no, because I don't think she's sharing enough on TV right now. She did mention, you know, she's going through a divorce. She just went through a divorce. Her mom passed away. There's stuff going on with her children and stuff like that. And so I assumed that she was just some sort of like housewife, never had a career, just got married super young, and then, you know, whatever, this and that happened. But she actually had a super successful career. She was on like a touring cast on Broadway for Miss Saigon. She went to school. She had like a huge career. She worked at in Japan at Tokyo Disney. She is like a professionally trained singer. And so I don't know how you can go from having a super successful career like that to being like touring Broadway, and then to be at this point in your life. So, and then coupled with, you know, the couple little bombs she's kind of dropped a little bit on, you know, stuff that's going on with her family, stuff that's going, like, she really surprised me. I found this clip of this woman singing a song from Miss Saigon, and it was from 1998 or 1999, and I looked at this woman. I went, God, she looks so familiar. Who is this? And then I did some research, and it was Britney. And so that's how I found out about that. And then I went into kind of her educational history. I found out about, you know, the Tokyo Disney stuff, all this kind of stuff. So to go out so young, have all these wonderful experiences, to be of that caliber doing these things, And then to get to this point where, like, you see her on the show and it, she looks like, I think what we called her was, she's like a kitten. She wants love. She's like in she like when I see her, I see she's very insecure. And I think she's very vulnerable. I don't know what's going on, these other little pieces that we're not getting. She's only shared a little bit of it, but I think we're going to learn, hopefully we learn a lot more about her. But now she's gotten into this relationship with Jared where he's completely taken her when she's in this vulnerable state and manipulated her. And now, like, I get it. You know, you have a bad experience with your ex. But to react that way, like she is totally being manipulated by him. And I think there's some sort of psychological thing going on because she went up from being at this point in her life, you know, having, you know, everything in front of her, you know, having a great career, all this stuff, then getting married. And then we don't have the rest of the picture here. So I think hopefully we find out more so we can kind of understand her a little bit better.
Well, I guess time will tell, right? And we'll see kind of what happens. It's just not a good look on her, that's all. It's
No,
really
it
not.
really isn't. Then finally, we get to Meredith. Miss Meredith, so smart. She goes, Whitney, you really need to speak to Lisa. I don't want to be in the middle of this. I think you should go and tell her and confront her tonight. You'll feel much better. Don't worry. And that obviously goes great, you know. What better thing to do than to confront someone with absolutely no proof that they're doing this and that and cyberbullying you, and especially with this group of women, because they've had so many experiences with this cyberbullying. So Lisa reacts great to that. And I'm sure you probably don't know this, Spice, but Lisa has, I think she's got nine attorneys. She's got, and then now we learn she's got a private investigator too, a cybersecurity guy. And that was funny. I want you to go the distance on this, buddy. Go the distance. I'm sending you the bill, Whitney. Da 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 da. She's like, I think she watched like a bunch of like business movies or something like that. Go the distance. Da 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 da. We're getting them. We're gonna get her. Blah 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 blah. Oh my God, that was wonderful. Like, what a great reaction. And really, she's smart. She must have been coached by her lawyers or something like that. That, like, man, I wonder how much she spends on her lawyers every year. But like to just call them middle of the night. I guess not middle of the night, it was probably like 11 o'clock at that point. But like to call your cyber guy and have him pick up right away. Oh fuck. All these she's got on retainer. Even she's got her glam on retainer too. But oh, that was such a great scene. Oh my God.
Yeah, Whitney looked shocked at the reaction.
But you know, but didn't she say at the end, she goes, well, that just proves her guilt. It's like, what? I don't know. That's kind of, I thought, if anything, yeah, Lisa's gonna go after her for blood for lying, but
Yeah.
not anything about proving her guilt. Like, I didn't think
Going
that
for
would be.
the, yeah, she's going to go for the jugular because she knows that she's
Well,
screwed up
yeah,
on
when you're
this.
being accused of something, it's like, oh,
That's why
come
she said,
on.
are you accusing me or are you asking me? Because it sounds like you're accusing me, right?
That was a
And
mean
that's
line
when,
too,
yeah.
right?
And then that's when she got the guy on the line, right? Go the distance.
We're
Get
going
the police.
on this.
Los Angeles police
I want
and
Los Angeles police,
Salt
like,
Lake police. Everybody.
oh my God, can you imagine being like the police officer? Like, oh my God, like, do we really need to deal with this? Like, it's a huge, it's such a stupid thing. But really, all that does is now Whitney's going to be under fire. What if she actually goes through with it? What if she sues you for slander or this or that? Like, Whitney, like, it's not proving anything. It's proving that you just pissed her off. Now you're going to have some trouble. Anytime you get a lawyer involved, uh-oh.
So you guys piss me off, I'm gonna call my lawyer.
I'm gonna call a distance. We got LAPD, Salt Lake PD, everyone. I'm getting them
All
all involved.
PD, every single PD. That's what I'm gonna get.
All 50 states.
Yeah.
All right, anything else from this episode, ladies?
The husband's at the end fighting. Hello?
Yeah.
Like, the pushing back and forth, because I thought, wow, that's pretty serious. Like, like your wives are getting into it, and then all of a sudden that gets heated in the background too. Like, that's ooh, and it's to be continued. I love those to be continues.
Me too. Well, you know what was funny with that? Lisa comes over there like a little firecracker and she goes up to Justin. I don't know how you deal with her, da 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 da. And Justin, like, what a fucking asshole, because
He's an asshole.
you already caused problems at this
Yeah.
party. Like, you come in here, you invite Jared, like you're there just to cause problems. And it was weird because him and the other husband were talking. And he kind of comes over to Lisa, like it was a little bit aggressive. And then it's always a bit different when it's like a guy and a girl. I know, like, it's not good to have those gender norms, or like it's okay for a girl to do something. I'm not saying it's okay for a girl to do something. I'm just saying it's different when a guy does it versus a girl, and
Yeah,
when it's a guy
100%.
doing it to a girl. That's all I'm
Yeah.
trying to say, and I get that some people disagree, but that's my opinion. So he kind of comes over to her a little bit aggressively, and he's like a big guy, so that's why her husband steps in, and then they totally just start pushing each other. I'm a bit confused on who's kind of started it, but not good. Like, that's someone's home.
Yeah.
Like, really? And you want to like behave that way? First off, you invited someone else to someone's engagement party in their home. Fucking weird. And then second off, then at the end of the night you engage in like a physical altercation. Not cool.
Yeah, not at all. Agree.
Anything else?
Can't wait for next week.
Me too. Well, I have one more thing. And speaking of Justin, so this week's golden question. So Justin invites Jared to the party. What shady thing or person would you invite or bring to one of these housewives party to piss these ladies off? I'll go first.
Go
I'm
for it.
gonna bring to like a Vida Tequila event. I'm gonna bring like a Mormon, I don't know if this is the right term, Mormon like priest or something like that. I wanna bring Lisa's priest. Her pa no, I think it's a pastor. I'm gonna bring her pastor to the tequila event.
That's awesome. Speaking of pastors, this is another housewife spinoff, but Tamra, that's in Orange County.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this one, not so nice, but years ago, she said she started going to a Christian church and she
Oh
really
yeah, when
liked
she got rebaptized.
she liked the pastor. She called him a pastor
Oh my
instead of
God.
a pastor. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
So
that.
yeah, that made me laugh. Okay, so what would I do to bring to the party or piss someone off? You know what? I'd like to go like a tit for tat. I'd call up. I think Jared has an ex-wife. I'd bring her and phone her up and say, "Hey, what are you doing? You got time to come over to a party?"
Hey, good one.
I'm always stuck on some of on these golden
They're
questions.
not they're not like ones that you think of right off the top of your head,
No.
that's for sure. They're kind of they require some thought for sure.
Well, don't know if this is like bad or mean or whatever. I would bring Whitney's dad.
Yeah, that's a good
Oh,
one.
and he's good
They have like a wild relationship.
or bad?
Bad.
Bad.
Oh, okay. How come?
He was an alcoholic or drug addict or something like that. He had some sort of substance abuse issue. And then he lived with Whitney in the first season and trying to like get his life back together and
She
whatever.
was
But
trying to help him.
he ended up being like totally crazy and, like guilted her, like, you owe me all this money, da 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 da. And then he totally had like a flip out in front of her children and she asked him to leave. And then after that, he was like, you're done to me, you're dead to me, all this kind of stuff to Whitney.
Okay.
Yeah,
Interesting.
so.
There would definitely be some tears. That would be a shocker
Yeah.
if he showed up for sure. All right. Well,
Guess that would piss her off.
it would for
So
sure.
I've answered your question correctly.
Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.